ওরা ধীরকৃষ্ণ মহারাজ বলছেন যে ইংরেজিতে ইয়ে করতে প্রশ্ন করতে the living entities those who come to this material platform generally they're coming from Brahma Jyoti then but at the same time we heard that every living entity is actually is related to Krishna in one of the five rashas one of the five melas
that is the probability by analysis by analyzing the swarupa just as from tatastha loka it is possible to come down here so also the possibility is there to enter into that domain the innate parichaya ki
identity
it is within yesterday I dealt with this Parashurit Tamal Krishna Prabhu group this was dealt yesterday generally from Brahma Loka in Brahma Loka that is non-differentiated unit of consciousness and with the possibility of bright and dark dark possibility takes him this side and the bright possibility when analyzed then it is found that the swarup is suitable for such and such service in the Vaikuntha Goloka so they have got that fixed swarup some in Vaikuntha some in Goloka in Goloka also there are five rasa so it is within if one can see in their deep nature into their deep nature then it may be detected that in swarupa and germinal form there is that though origin is in Brahma Loka this is general case then there is special capacity of Krishna of transformation very rarely from one group can be led to another group from Sukha Rasa Samananda Prabhu was transformed into Madhura Rasa ostentatiously for sin very rarely
But once you told me, Maharaj, that Bhakti Vinod Thakur said that Shamananda Prabhu, his actual rasa was Madhurya.
Madhurya. It was not detected perfectly by his previous guru. Of course, he has written like that. But also Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written in Bharat Tattva Sutra also, if Krishna can do anything.
His inconceivable potency.
Anything. So even the expert failed to detect the swarupa. It was there. And still in Krishna's will is supreme. Even can do away with the existence of jiva, jiva which is nitya. It has also been told like that. But it is not very palatable to us. Hare Krishna.
And the difference between swarup, gata and vatsa.
Swarup, Dhira Krishna Maharaj is asking, you know, what's the difference between the Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi?
Swarup Siddhi, internal realization is the completion of internal realization. And Vastu Siddhi, both internal and external. Vastu Siddhi. after.
In Swarup Siddhi, one doesn't have anything to do in the material platform. In Swarup Siddhi, he still has some link to the material platform.
Connection. He may exist in the material platform, but his complete engagement, 100% engagement with the other world. In Buddha Vastu Siddhi, he is taken away from here and posted there.
So in this Swarup Siddhi, because of the material connection, our material urges desires entering the consciousness.
You see, it may be on the background, the material conception of the world in the background in Swarup Siddhi. In Vastu Siddhi, no consciousness of materialism. Even the material consciousness, that part is also converted into spiritualism. That part also converted into spiritualism. No vision of materialism, even in the background.
So Krishna says, "Mam cha yo vyavicharina bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatita itan." So if we engage in Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, that isn't that liberating?
Just being engaged in Shravanam and Kirtan, isn't it liberating? Isn't that process going to liberate us?
Even?
That process, is it not going to liberate us?
Yes, of course.
So then the devotee...
Not only liberation unconsciously takes place, but he enters into the real serving domain, spiritual domain proper. Sravan Kirtan helps us to enter into the reality, and emancipation or liberation automatically done unconsciously. You are making progress in the positive side, negative side, necessarily going back, liberation, in the way it will be completed. Liberation does not mean to get out of a particular thing, particular idea, but the idea of exploitation and renunciation. That means everything will come within Krishna consciousness. Nothing will remain outside.
Swarupena vyavasthiti. To be situated in one's swarup is mukti.
Swarup is mukti. Positive conception of mukti is there.
And that means relationship with Krishna.
Yes. With Krishna, Kashna.
Kashna.
Both. Krishna and Kashna. Krishna Sambandhya. Everything connected with Krishna.
Now, Maharaj, say the spiritual master, he is personally, he is situated in one particular rasa with Krishna. Now, he is the disciples that he takes, that they are they necessarily going to be belonging to the same rasa, or the disciples can be of various different rasas also?
They may be of different rasa.
I see.
To a certain extent under his care. Then we'll say that master, he he has come in this rasa, in this way he will find oneness and difference, Veda Ved. When you are, you will have to go.
Acha, Maharaj, I can say if somebody is in the spiritual master is in Madhurya Rasa, and his disciple is in the Shakya Rasa. So how the sorting out will take
place? If the Guru is in Madhurya Rasa, then it is no difficulty.
I see.
But if Guru in Shakya Rasa is less, then of course a little difficulty arises. But you will see in two ways it may be completed. As we find Narottam Thakur says, when Loknath will take me and he will connect me with Rupa Goswami, kabe hate te dhariya rupasthane amake dhadan lahiya. The Guru, from this rasa, my help so far, and next you will get help from this person, or this gentleman, in this way he may take to. And Yajvadharma, Yajvadharma to Purajanam, that Vijay, after Bhajanath and the Vijay, they had some talk with Raghunath Das Babaji, and then Bhajanath was completed. And the Vijay went to Puri, and there he again got that shiksha of Madhura Rasa in Samadhar.
Gopal Guru Rasa?
Not Gopal Guru, Samadhar.
Onari Ashwamir Kao?
So, it may be that also.
Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
Hari Krishna, Lord Hari Bol. Jai Shiva Bhakti Vedanta. Swami Maharaj ki jai. Sivak Vrinda ki jai. Tamal Krishna Prabhu ki jai. Aage.
Giriraj Maharaj.
Giriraj Maharaj. Hari Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna.
Any questions?
Once, Maharaj, you told me regarding that how it takes place, and you gave an example that, say, somebody is in actually Madhur Rasa and he is accepted by someone who is in actually Shakya Rasa. So then the leader of that group, from which group he actually belongs, the leader comes and tells the leader of the Shakya Rasa, like Lalita Devi comes and tells Subal, that Subal, I'm taking this person from your group into my group.
Yes, it is written in a book, Sanananda Vidas or so, something like that, that Radharani proposed to Subal, I want to take your one of your followers into my group. But yes, I am very pleased that was sanctioned. It is well and good. You will have get the better chance. In case of Samananda Prabhu, it has been written like that. Hare Krishna.
So if the living entity is actually came from the Brahma Jyoti, that means that he has an unlimited scope. When he goes back to the spiritual sky, he is open to be situated in any of the rashas. As he progresses,
he may have possibility of entering into any of the rashas. But with the development, it will be detected properly where he goes and goes. Final settlement is where in the process of development that will be detected and finally to be posted in the service with fitness. According to the inner fitness, where he is to be posted finally. And the gradual evolution, internal evolution, it can be ascertained. The fitness. Gold hari.
Maharaj, in the development of the body, in the embryo, in the first stages of life.
I can't follow.
The development of the embryo in the womb.
We are to understand that the subtle body pervades the gross body.
We understand?
The subtle body pervades the gross body.
Yes.
And during embryologic development, we see that the gross body takes a form which is first not so definitive. Such as
the gross body develops in such a way that in the beginning it is not definitive.
The subtle body is there, suppose, when a man is sleeping. Then where is the subtle body in some? Subtle body is there. It is not growing when in sleep. So subtle body may remain in its own way. It may also sleep, it may work. But it is told that within 7 months or so, a subtle body awakens, as it may be said. The awakening of subtle body in a particular stage, otherwise it is in sleepy condition, it may be.
In the development, we understand that you get the next form due to the mentality at the time of death in the former form. In the human form, at the time of death, depending on your mentality, your desires, you get the next body.
Right.
So
there may be so many desires, but a particular desire is more intense and urgent, that takes the next chance, gets the next chance of birth. There are so many.
So in the development of the next body, is the subtle body supervening that development, or is it coming directly from Paramatma, or how the gross?
No, that is, subtle body is not with Paramatma. That is in the subtle world. That is a member of the subtle world. The gross body, as much developed and the feet of its activity, the subtle body is expressed thereby so much. Clear hoyni na. Ata jantrer moddhe diye ekta kichu kaj hobe. Ekhon jantro ta jokhon incomplete, tokhon ota function ta hocche na. Tarpor jantro complete hoar shonge shonge that function but it is there.
That, say, something has to be done through a machine. Something has to be done through a machine. Now, as long as the machine is not complete, the performance will not be there. But as soon as the machine is complete, then only the performance will begin. Yeah. The same way
the battery is there, but defect in the machine. Machine is not working fully. Machine in defect, but the battery is there.
So how is the machine the one?
Yeah, the body is the machine. And the spirit soul is the doer. Right? As long as the body is not complete, the spirit soul will not be able to act through
it. It cannot express itself fully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In that way, we must surmise.
Mm-hmm. So the body is developed and given to the Atma.
Body?
Yeah. Now the question he's asking is, how the body develops?
This analogy may continue to Atma and the Sukma body, subtle body.
Yeah.
Atma's conception is, position is higher than subtle body. The Atma may be there. And this depends on the subtle body as well as gross body to express its activity into this mundane world.
But Maharaj, the Atma is not acting in the body. In the womb, the Atma is dormant. Now, how the body is developing? Like, who is developing the body? Nature? Prakriti?
Prakriti, without the connection of Atma, it cannot develop.
Yeah, so the mother, through the mother...
The soul must have at least some passing connection. Passive connection. Soul must have some connection. Otherwise, it is all darkness. Atma is only light. Any expression presupposes Atma. Any assertion presupposes Atma.
The detail is that in the development, like I said, it's not distinct at first. You may develop a hand embryologically in the embryo, but it's like a plate. And then, gradually, with further development, the cells die in between, and the fingers develop.
যেমন একটা উদাহরণ দিচ্ছে, যেমন এমব্রায়ো যখন ডেভেলপ করে প্রথম অবস্থা দেখা যায় যেমন হাতটা একটা মানে ফ্ল্যাট একটা প্লেটের মতো, কিন্তু তারপরে গ্রাজুয়ালি ডেভেলপমেন্টের সঙ্গে সঙ্গে মাঝখানে সেলগুলো মরে গিয়ে আঙ্গুলগুলো বেরিয়ে আসছে, এইভাবে ধীরে ধীরে ডেভেলপমেন্ট হচ্ছে।
ডিফারেন্ট টাইপ অফ স্পিসিস ইট মে go on in a different process, and that does not matter. But in general, the Atma, without Atma, nothing can be asserted. Atma...
The other Prabhu is asking that how that takes place and why.
We have to think in this way, that everything is a concept. Beyond that, we can't know anything. It is not possible. The conception, the Atma, is presupposed to assert any sort of existence, even darkness. If Atma is not there, nothing is there. The conception, the very root of conception, how can you assert the existence of anything? So Atma, self-evident truth, that Atma should be accepted first in the existence, in the least of existence. Then the other sort, different source of existence, you can bring in. Otherwise, it is not possible. The consciousness you have to admit first. Whatever you will say, there is a sort of consciousness, a sort of concept, even darkness, even ignorance, a particular concept. But it presupposes a consciousness, the assertion. The doubter must be there according to Descartes. I doubt, but the doubt here is to be accepted. The first principle, self-evident, we have to accept Atma. Otherwise nothing can be explained. If I am not there, then how can I assert this thing, that thing, so many things? So the first party must be Atma. And then you can speculate many things on this.
So the Atma is supplying the energy for the...
Atma means consciousness in general sense. Uh-huh. Atma means consciousness in this case. Not Jivatma or Paramatma. Then you have to go on in deep thinking, then Paramatma or God exists first, then anything, or the higher type of consciousness. That must exist first, self-evidently. Mm. Then other things may be attributed within him.
Mm. But I want to put one question at your lotus feet. Without the help of soul, proper development of body is not at all possible. It's not possible at all. Is it? Because a dead body,
without
development
soul.
Of dead body is not possible.
No.
The soul helps helps the body, material body, to develop gradually.
Without soul, no development.
No,
no function, no activity, nothing is possible.
Self-sufficient soul.
Nothing is possible.
But consciousness.
Consciousness
pervades many forms from one cell, animal, bacteria, all the way to man.
Mm-hmm. Bacteria,
যে কনসিয়াস মানে আত্মার মানে স্থিতি বিভিন্ন অবস্থায় হতে পারে, যেমন এক কোষী ব্যাকটেরিয়া থেকে শুরু করে বহু
কোষী হতে পারে. Everywhere it may be there.
And even in a dead body also? Even in a dead body, Atma is there, because a dead body is also the collection of atoms.
In another form.
To Veda, dead body, Atma is also there.
Not that Atma, but in different types. There are so many germs, etc.
Yes. I mean to say, like this.
In the development, we see that there's a in the cell, the DNA, the chromosomes, they give the cell growth some direction, a function. But before that determination, there's another determination that the scientist finds that is inexplicable. And that determination, it occurs due to the position of the cell in the embryo. So in order to try to explain to the scientist, to the material scientist, what that controlling factor is for the growth of the form of the embryo, that is my question.
Nibolchen, I'll speak in English, so if I'm mistaken, so you can correct me. In the cells, mm-hmm. it is noticed that the growth of the cells are directed or controlled by the DNA.
DNA?
The chromosome. The
biological.
The chromosome is controlling the growth of the particular cell. Mm-hmm.
Not the growth, the differentiation.
Delegated power.
Yes.
That may be delegated power from the higher quarter.
Yes.
So the Atma or consciousness.
The question is that we see that subtle matter is helping to grow the gross matter.
Yes.
You see, when we want to capture a dacoit, we, with the help of another dacoit, chod diye chod dhara. So something like that, matter, subtle matter, has been delegated, power is delegated to it. It is helping there. the immediate center of development is there.
Yes.
But that is not the ultimate thing.
Yes. But that is determining the detail of the development. No? The subtle body?
You see, in computer also there is a guide. Though ordinarily my computer is independent, but still one guide is necessary to handle the computer. So there may be so many things in our perception motor, this is the perfect center, but that may not be the higher center behind. In this way we have to. In the process there are so many stations. So many centers, so many stations.
In this respect, Maharaj,
but the ultimate, we have to deal with the ultimate.
Subjective evolution. In the word of language of speaking, subjective evolution.
Subjective evolution. This vaichitra, this variegatedness, the result of subjective evolution. From subtle, the gross springing up. Prabal means choto-choto branch. Prabal. Vishaya. The color is coming from the eye. Rather,
the eye.
From one thing, three branches. The sun, the eye, and the color. So the ether, the ear, and sound. From common, this is different branches it is springing up. From one common thing. From the subjective, from the subtle, it is coming into grass.
So the subtle body is active in a different way in the embryo than after birth.
It may develop in a different way.
Yes.
But we are concerned with the general thing, not any particular details. That is with the scientist.
Can you look at it this way then, Maharaj? That the everything is being directed by the spirit souls. Like that some matter is being controlled by the spirit soul, and that matter is the body, and the spirit soul is the controller of the body. And due to the different consciousness of the spirit,
delegated power.
Yeah.
The prakriti stang niyojokati. Lord says in Gita, no karmani lokasya sriyati prabhu sabhavastu parvartati. Some power delegated in the nature. Nature is doing automatically. But his sanction is there already. Otherwise, not a straw can move. But delegated power in different places. Not direct connection. You see, suppose a criminal is going to be hanged. Who is the cause? Is God the cause? He's cause of everything. But still not the direct cause. The government is not cause fully. Real cause, the man, he committed the offense, murder, and he is going to be hanged. His action is the real cause. But if there is no government, then by killing a person he may not be hanged. So he is the cause of his own hanging, because he committed murder. That is the main cause. The other cause, the government is there, the law is there. So many causes. The direct and indirect causes, there are so many things in the natural world. His own karma. His own karma here, in this jurisdiction, his own karma is the real, predominating cause. And there are others. If on the background of a particular event, there are five things in Gita. If karna kartittam nahi panchayitani nibodhome, he has it. These five things to be considered cause an event. Pasta jinishir combination ekta ghatana ghatchi, ekta ghatana ke analyze korte gele pasta jinish paa jabe. Sei rokom je or modhe direct and indirect cause ache, sob mile ekta hocche. Apato darshone eshob prakritir jinish mone hobe, kintu charone gele pore dekha jabe je oi mul cause hocche abar negligence of the allegiance to the supreme authority has taken me here. That is the root cause of all these events. Do you follow? No.
Yes. And negligence,
the disobedience to the automatic, to the automatic supreme authority. That is the first call, and then it takes me to the distance, and I am captured by environmental influence, and different causes are arising in this way. I'm coming far from the center, and so many things are surrounding me, and there contribution is to be detected, so many causes we are seeing at present. This is the cause of this event, this is the cause of this assumption, no, this is the cause. But the real cause is to be traced in the beginning. From there I am degraded to the here, and I am no wonder the I was first Brahma, first fall, then I am now, my karma has taken me to a beast, suppose a tiger, then I am engaged with, I am surrounded by tigeric mentality, I am going to be a tree or a creeper, such impressions are surrounding me, so many things are coming, and I am action and the reaction in this way, case is complex. But well, there is no end of this variegated nature and to analyze. But we are concerned with the main thing. Then by degradation we may go anywhere, and there are so many laws and they are imposed on us. And not any benefit by going into details of a particular nature of a particular atom. But we are concerned with the general thing.
So, would it be proper to say, due to the abnegation of one's service to the Supreme, one falls to the material plane, and in the...
Thank you, Krishna Prabhu.
And due to his association in the world, he is in a dreamlike state, and that is that in the subtle body is then developing a gross body in a dreamlike state.
Umbete,
due to the abnegation of that service, the living entity gets into a kind of a dream. ভগবানের যে সেবা করার যে আমাদের কর্তব্যটা ছিল সেই কর্তব্য থেকে বিচ্যুত হওয়ার ফলে আমরা জড় জগতে পতিত হলাম এবং পতিত হয়ে আমরা একটা স্বপ্নের অবস্থায় আমরা পতিত হলাম এবং সেখানে মাতৃ জঠরে জীব সেই তার স্বপ্ন অনুসারে সে তার দেহ সৃষ্টি করল তৈরি করল জিজ্ঞেস করছে যে এই যে জড় দেহটা মানে প্রকাশটা কিভাবে হচ্ছে সেই একটা প্রশ্নটা করছে আর কি যে জড় দেহটার কিভাবে ডেভেলপমেন্ট হচ্ছে উনি জিজ্ঞেস করছেন যে এটা যেমন জীবাত্মা ভগবত সেবা বিমুখ হয়ে পড়ার ফলে সে জড় জগতে পতিত হল পতিত হয়ে সে তার সে একটা স্বপ্নের একটা জড় জগৎটা তো অলিক একটা স্বপ্নে একটা স্বপ্ন স্বপ্ন অবস্থায় পতিত হয়ে
এটা সায়েন্সের ডেভেলপ ডিফারেন্ট স্টেজের মধ্যে এসে পড়ছে জিনিসটা তা সে কেতন কি করে জড়তে আসছে মানে কেবল চেতন আছে চেতনটা জড়েতে ট্রান্সফরমেশন হাউ দ্য ট্রান্সফরমেশন অফ দি মেটেরিয়াল কনসেপশন ইজ স্প্রিংইং ফ্রম দি পিওর কনসাসনেস ইজ ইট ইয়র দিস ডিপেন্ডস আপন ফার্স্ট বলছে তো চার রকমের অনর্থ স্বরূপ বিভ্রম দ্বিতীয় ঠাকুর চারটি পয়েন্ট দিয়েছেন স্বরূপ বিভ্রম দ্বিতীয় অভিনিবেশ তারপরে আরো দুটো কি কি দিয়েছেন এইরকম যে এই প্রসেসের মধ্যে দিয়ে এই জিনিসটা জড়টা ডেভেলপমেন্ট ইট ইজ দি ম্যাটার ইজ নট অ্যান ইন্ডিপেন্ডেন্ট থিং অফ স্পিরিট বাট হোয়েন উই ইন ব্রহ্মলোক উই আর ইকুইপাইজড in a marginal potency. Then the points, there are so many points of ray in the Brahmaloka, jyoti, so many electrons, atoms, or whatever you say, the unit of consciousness. Unit of consciousness. Consciousness means endowed with free will. Without free will, no consciousness can be conceived. So consciousness means free will. A point of consciousness means very meager free will. By the exercise of his free will, it is asserting itself. It may go that side or this side. Some going that side, some coming this side, marginal plane. The free choice to be traced as the first action of coming into this side. The free choice. Nokostittam nokarmani lokosyasyati prabhu svabhav. It is already given in him, the very nature there. But as a result, in consequence, we see the sun has taken their chance this side, that not accepted submission, but wants to dominate. And with the germinal idea of domination, he is entering in the world of exploitation. And the consequence of exploitation added to his free will, then that is the basis of all this development in variegated nature. And the more first starting point is like that. Our conscious unit, and what is material? Material unit means the result of reaction of exploitation, exploiting tendency. That is coming, the deceit. That is capturing him gradually. And in the process, so much variegated development in the world. It's when it is started, very subtle, very meager. But the result is such. Am I clear?
Yes.
What do you think?
So.